U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams recently issued a national advisory urging Americans to carry the opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone. Since 1999, Colorado has seen a 400% increase in the number of opioid overdose deaths. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel spoke with the director of the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention, Robert Valick, about the recommendation.
It's been 13 years since the last national advisory was issued from the Surgeon General. And obviously, it comes at a time of growing concern and awareness about the opioid crisis. Last year, a record number of people died in Colorado from prescription pain pills, heroin, and fentanyl. So what do you think about the advisory?
I think it's very timely, and I was very excited to see it. I think it's an important announcement that is a necessary thing, and so I very much applaud it and support it.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who aren't familiar with naloxone. Can you explain how it works?
It's a drug that reverses the effects of an opioid overdose by going into the body, either by injection or through a nasal spray form, so either way. But goes into the body, and very quickly, naloxone is a drug that kicks off any opioids off of the opioid receptors in your body, and it sits on those receptors for anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes and reverses the effect of having all of that opioid, medication or whether it's legal or illegal, doesn't matter, any opioid, and gets somebody time and revives them so they can then get medical attention and not have an overdose and die.
The Surgeon General is urging people to carry naloxone, but how does one get it? Do I need a prescription? Can I pick it up at a store?
It's a prescription drug, but no one in Colorado and in most states, you don't have to have a prescription in your possession. By going to a doctor, you can just go to a pharmacy, and we have passed a law in Colorado called a standing orders law that allows pharmacies to obtain a blanket prescription, what's called a standing order, from the state health department. And we think it's now pushing 500 pharmacies around the state that have taken advantage of that standing order. So basically, it's as though people have a prescription on file in the pharmacy for anyone who's a citizen in Colorado. So you can walk into a pharmacy, go up to the counter and say, I would like naloxone by standing order. And then the pharmacist will say, fine, which form do you want and what's your insurance? And, and move right on to the, just as though you have a prescription there that you walked up with from a doctor.
So we can get naloxone from a pharmacy, but what about those people who don't have insurance?
For people going into the pharmacy, if you have Medicaid coverage, Medicaid covers naloxone without prior authorization. For people at high risk, we are, through different grants from the federal government, distributing naloxone to a lot of different organizations, syringe access providers, harm reduction organizations, all of the methadone clinics in the state, 5 different county jail systems are giving naloxone to inmates upon release to have that in their possession and are training them on how to use it so that when they leave, they are not going to be without naloxone and potentially overdose and die.
And are there any legal ramifications for someone who uses naloxone?
There's actually a Good Samaritan law in place, meaning that if you report something, call 911, someone is immune from arrest or prosecution. So you can go ahead and call and not fear any consequences.
Robert Valick is the director of the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention and a professor of pharmacy at the University of Colorado, Denver. He was talking about an advisory by the Surgeon General to all Americans to carry naloxone to help stop opioid overdoses. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.